Well, I've just ran to get on platform 4, St Neots Station, something I couldn't have done yesterday because I had a wheeled case, a very nice wheeled case full of photographic equipment. But after yesterday's debacle on trying to get around London, which is about as inaccessible as St Neots train station, which doesn't have a lift, I figured today I need to move faster. And it was seriously a nightmare. It's my train pulling in. The amount of steps, I've got a bit of an injury I'm trying to unable to heal, and I didn't want to be lifting anything. All I did was lift camera gear over my head the whole time, up and down stairs. I don't know how the disabled even begin to cope. Nevertheless, I'm here now, boarding, and things should be easier today. We'll see how it goes. Comfy in my seat. I've actually opted for the slower, slightly earlier train. I didn't expect to get here that early, but it means I actually have a seat. Yesterday I paid, was it £35 to get to town and back? And standing both ways. Why, oh why, is the British Transport in the shape that it is? British Transport system, should I say. Kind of quietly looking forward to getting my motorbike back from the custom shop and being liberated a little bit more from having to take buses and trains to places I could just hop on and tear down the road to. Drive carefully down the road to. London bound. Today I'm documenting stories and interviews with Open University students who are graduating at the Barbican. It requires a slightly more serious gear, like the I can't remember what I'm shooting on, Panasonic GH1, and all going well, it'll be funky dooby. I've got a bag full of kit, which I don't normally carry around. I normally just use my phone, but this requires a little bit more quality. Another day in London. I don't know why I don't just buy a season ticket.